It's all about. Heavenly Father Yahweh, thank you for another wonderful day of your Feast of Tabernacles to be among your people that call upon you. Truly, this is a family reunion of Yahweh's people. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. Give us more love to show to our fellow man that we can be a shining light to the rest of the world. And especially give us more love to our brethren, that we could lift one another up and be one in the Messiah Yahshua. And we ask you for your mercy and your blessings in the name of Yahshua the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First, I want to say pardon me for my hoarse voice. I've had a few allergies for the past couple of days, and with the Yahweh's help, I believe I can get through this. Before I even start the message, there's a couple of verses out of the songbook that really touch me every time we sing these songs, and one of them is, "Who am I to be part of your people? The ones that are called by your name. Could I be chosen as one of your own? Could it be that our blood is the same?" And this is, to me, a wonderful passage. And it lets me know, it gives me confidence when I wake up in the mornings. The first thing that I realize is I am one of Yahweh's people. And when I lay my head down at night, no matter how bad the day has been, it's a joy to realize that I am one of Yahweh's people. And that's what gives me confidence every day, just knowing that Yahweh knows who I am. He knows I love him, and he considers me one of his own. And I don't know of any other thing that anyone can ask for other than to be one of Yahweh's people. That's one of the greatest blessings that anyone could ever have. And a couple more. Holy unto you, hear this humble prayer and make me holy unto you. And this is partly what my message is going to be about today. Is it's entitled Yahweh's People, a Holy People. The fact that Yahweh's people are holy people is inescapable. There is no doubt that the Israelites were a holy nation. They were different from all the nations around them. Yahweh chose Israel to carry his word, the Torah, to the rest of the world. Yahweh chose Israel because their forefathers had respect for Yahweh's word. And we'll turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Verse 15. Yet Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all peoples, as at this day. Yahweh chose Israel because of the promises that he made to forefathers of Israel, particularly Abraham. It wasn't because the Israelites were such a pious people, because they were, history tells us a different story about that. Yahweh chose them because of the promises that he made to their forefathers, because they had respect for Yahweh's laws and commandments. James chapter 2. Jacob chapter 2. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, "And Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of Yahweh." There can be no doubt that we, in the renewed covenant era, are also a holy people different from the world around us, a world that by and large does not recognize Yahweh or his laws or his commandments. I know sometimes it's hard being different. It's a lot easier to follow the crowd and be like everyone else, but as Yahweh's people, we have to be different. We just cannot compromise. And it's not always, it's most of the time it's hard to be different. But we understand that we have to. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 14 through 18. "Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Messiah with Belial?" And I looked this up, and Belial means either Satan or the anti-Messiah. And we know that the Messiah does not have any concord with Satan or the anti-Messiah. "Or what portion has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has a temple of Yahweh with idols? For we are a temple of the living Elohim. Even as Yahweh said, I will live in them and be their Elohim. And they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says Yahweh, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be to you a father, and you shall be to me sons and daughters, says Yahweh Almighty." Paul tells us here that we are temples of the living Elohim. "Even as Yahweh said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and be their Elohim." It is Yahweh's Holy Spirit that dwells within us that makes us holy. We are made holy because Yahweh is holy. His holiness takes place upon our immersion into the name of Yahshua the Messiah. There's nothing that we can do ourselves to make us holy. Man does not have the power to make himself holy. Yahweh's Holy Spirit makes us holy because he is holy. Leviticus chapter 11. Verses 44 and 45. "For I am Yahweh your Elohim. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that moves upon the earth. For I am Yahweh that brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." And I looked up the word sanctify. Sanctify in Hebrew is kadosh. And it means to dedicate, separate, or to prepare. So we as Yahweh's people must dedicate ourselves. We must separate ourselves and prepare ourselves to be in his holy presence by not defiling ourselves with unclean things. As Yahweh's people, the scriptures tell us what Yahweh's calling consists of, and we'll turn and start with 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 1. Having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yahweh. We'll turn to Revelation chapter 18. Verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come forth, my people, out of her, that you have no fellowship with her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. There's a lot of plagues coming upon the sinful people of this world. And if we live long enough, we will see them with our own eyes. Yahweh promises us protection, but we have to separate ourselves and not compromise with the things that the sinful people do. And if we do fall into this situation where we compromise, the same plagues that come upon the sinful will come upon us. We have to be very careful that we keep ourselves separated and holy to Yahweh. Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to Yahweh, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Yahweh tells us through his scriptures, his instruction book, to his people how we should live our lives and be a light to the rest of the world, so that the rest of the world can look at us and tell that there's something about these people that are different. And let's turn to John chapter 15. Verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. The world truly does hate people that are different. And I believe this hatred for Yahweh's people will be greatly multiplied in the last days. I don't think we've seen anything yet. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10. This is by Yahweh's people. But you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for Yahweh's own possession, that you may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And we all know that throughout Scripture, light refers to Yahshua the Messiah, who in time past were no people, but now are the people of Elohim, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy, thanks to Yahweh's wonderful grace. And that grace was the sending of his only Son to die for us, because we were cursed under the law. We were given a death sentence because of our sin, but through Yahweh's grace in his Son, the Messiah, Yahshua, He washed away our sins, so we know we are no longer under that death curse. First Corinthians chapter 1. For behold your calling, brethren, that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But Yahweh chose the foolish things of the world, that he might put to shame them that are wise. And Yahweh chose the weak things of the world, that he might put to shame the things that are strong. And the base things of the world, and the things that are despised, did Yahweh choose. Yes, and the things that are not, that he might bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory before Elohim. But of him are you and the Messiah Yahshua, who was made to us wisdom from Yahweh, and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in Yahweh. And that's what we have to remember every day, is to not glory in our own selves. If we have any glory, let's give Yahweh the glory in everything we do, and always walk before him humbly. I believe Yahweh searches the world for people that are humble. I believe that's one of the first things he searches the heart of people for, to see if they are humble enough to listen to what he has to say. If we are not humble, we will not listen to what he has to say. And Yahweh searches for the humble people. These six things Yahweh hates, and the seventh is an abomination. Haughty eyes, which means a proud look. Yahweh hates the proud. That's why we must be humble. Yahweh hates a lying tongue. Yahweh hates hands that shed innocent blood. Yahweh hates a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Yahweh hates feet that run swiftly to evil. He hates a false witness. And above all things, Yahweh hates a person that sows discord among the brethren. I do not want to do anything that Yahweh hates. And according to this, someone that sows discord among the brethren, Yahweh hates the most, and I would not want to be one of these people. As a congregation of people of Yahweh, we must be in unity and love one another. We cannot be divisive. We cannot slander. We cannot gossip. But we have to love one another before Yahweh. And this is very important. Yahweh chooses the humble people of this earth to carry forth his word. People with a heart that is willing to put Yahweh first in all things. Too many people today do not put Yahweh first. I know that a lot of the churches today teach their people to put themselves first, to feel good about yourself, and be all you can be. There's no limit to what you can do, and that's all good, but we have to put Yahweh first. It's, in everything we do, we have to put him first. And what we want comes second to what Yahweh wants us to do. Everything has to be Yahweh first. Colossians 1, chapter 1. verses 21 and 22. And you being in time past alienated and enemies in your mind, in your evil works, yet he is now reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and without blemish and unreprovable before him. Yahshua is the great mediator. All that accept him and are immersed into his name, he will present to the Father holy and blameless. Matthew chapter 5. Verses 14 and 16 through 16. Yahweh's people are a special people. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on a stand, and it shines to all that are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Almighty Yahweh has blessed us with the light that shines to the world. This light that emanates from us is that of the Holy Spirit of Yahweh and Yahshua. We reflect this light to the rest of the world. We must always remember that this light we reflect is not our own. This light we reflect is from Yahweh and Yahshua. We are made holy because Yahweh is holy, and his Spirit dwells within us. We carry this light and holiness with us everywhere we go. Yahweh expects us to reflect this holiness to the rest of the world in order to bring glory to his name. We don't carry this light to bring glory to ourselves and to say to people that we are special because of ourselves. We are special because of Yahweh. Spirit that dwells within us. First Corinthians, back to 1 Corinthians, chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 33. For Yahweh is not an Elohim of confusion, but of peace. Yahweh does not confuse us with his words. We know what the scriptures tell us, and I believe as Yahweh's people, we understand what the average person does not understand because they look at the scriptures with a preconceived mind. A preconceived mind that Yahshua has done away with Yahweh's laws and commandments. And if you look at the scriptures with a preconceived mind and you're already determined that your mind is made up, you will not understand the scriptures. You will be lost as far as understanding. And Yahweh gives his people understanding to know what he wants us to do in his will. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verses 10 through 11. Therefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied to you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our sovereign and Savior, Yahshua Messiah. And that is all of our ultimate goal. This is what we search for and strive for, to be able to enter Yahweh's kingdom. Yahweh is not the author of confusion. He wants us to know and be sure of what we believe and why. That's why he commands us to assemble and keep his seven annual appointed days. On these days, we are expected to learn from Yahweh's word and to discuss among us the truths he has so wondrously given to us, and to call upon his name and worship him exclusively. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 14. That we may no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and craftiness after the wiles of error. Through Yahweh's word, Yahweh's people knows what the scriptures say. And we have to be strong and not be carried about by just anything that someone wants to bring into the assembly and say, this is the way it should be, when we know it should not be. These men are crafty after the wiles of error. So we have to cling to the right doctrine and hold on to that and not be confused by people that want to sway us in error. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verses 12 through 14. For which cause I suffer also these things, yet I am not ashamed, for I know him whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which is in the Messiah Yahshua, that good thing which was committed to you to guard through the Holy Spirit which dwells within you. Paul says he's not ashamed for the suffering that he had to do for Yahshua. And he tells us to hold fast to the sound doctrine that the Holy Spirit gives us. Judah 3 and 4. Beloved, while I was giving all diligence to write to you of our common salvation, I was constrained to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, the keepers of the covenant. For there are certain men who sneaked in secretly, even they who were from old written of beforehand to this condemnation, lawless men, turning the grace of our Elohim into lasciviousness. Here we are warned that the assembly, which was probably in Palestine, that lawless men have infiltrated the assembly. Lawless and immoral men were foretold of long ago, and now trying to prevent the truth. Judah emphasizes the importance of contending for the faith taught by Yahshua and the disciples. This letter of warning from Judah was only about 65 years after Yahshua's death. Satan was already hard at work trying to destroy true assembly and the true believers. Through Satan, lawlessness has endured through the centuries. Lawlessness abounds today in the world's largest religious organizations, teaching millions to forsake Yahweh's covenant and even his holy name. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 20 and 21. But I say that the things the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to Yahweh. And I do not wish that you should have communion with demons. You cannot drink the cup of Yahshua and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of Yahshua and the table of demons. If my understanding of the word Gentile is correct, and I'm sure my elders will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe a Gentile is anyone that's not obeying the covenant of Yahweh. If we are in the covenant of Yahweh, we are considered Israel. So that's something that my elders will have to get with me on. Okay, Matthew chapter 24. Verses 11 through 13. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall lead many astray, and because lawlessness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. I believe that we're experiencing lawlessness today, like no other time in history. Lawlessness truly abounds worldwide like no other time. We cannot compromise with the religions around us that are lawless. We do not keep Yahweh's covenant. To do so would be to compromise, which throughout Scripture always led to destruction and separation from Almighty Yahweh. We must hold fast to what we believe to the very end without any compromise. 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 21. And Eliah came near to all the people, saying, how long will you go limping between the two sides? If Yahweh is Elohim, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. Eliah told him that you just can't sit on the fence with one leg on each side. You have to make your mind up. Which side are you going to be on? Either on Yahweh's side or Baal's side. Acts 24. Verse 5. Yahweh has continuously preserved his true assembly and his true worship down through the ages. I hope I got that right. I don't think so. But I will read Acts 24, verse 5. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow and a mover of insurrections among all the Jews throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. These religious leaders and priests were talking about the Apostle Paul. They accused him of being a pestilent fellow and a mover of insurrection among the Jews and the ringleader of the sect of Nazarenes. And I believe that's what the early assembly was called, Nazarenes or Nazarene. Yahweh has continuously preserved his true assembly and his true worship down through the ages. When the Apostle Paul was held prisoner at Caesarea, he was brought before the governor Felix, and a false accuser told the governor that Paul was a pestilent fellow and a mover of insurrections among all the Jews throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect of Nazarenes. But Paul would never say anything that was contrary to what Yahshua taught. Paul was teaching the true faith. He was a disciple of Yahshua, and he would dare not say anything contrary to what Yahshua had taught him. Or to the teachings of the prophets. The truth that Paul preached, that Yahshua was the true Messiah, and for everyone to repent, for the kingdom of Yahweh is near, caused quite an uproar. Paul called upon the names Yahweh and Yahshua. The religious leaders were determined to kill Paul because of this. We today are a sect of the original followers of Yahshua, the Messiah called Nazarene. Nazarene translates as guardian, watchman, or protectors. We Nazarene guard two specific things. If we turn to Revelation 12, verse 17, and the dragon became exceedingly angry with the woman and went away to make war with the rest of her seed, the ones that keep the commandments of Yahweh and hold the testimony of Yahshua. These are the two specific things that we do today as followers of the original apostles. We keep the commandments of Yahweh and we hold to the testimony of Yahshua. And over in chapter 14, verse 12 of Revelation. Here is the patience of the saints, they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua. And this is how we know that we follow Yahweh and Yahshua. If we keep the commandments of Yahshua and hold to the faith of Yahshua, we know that we are Yahweh's. Revelation chapter 3. Verses 7 through 10. And to the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no one shall shut, and that shuts and none shall open. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which none can shut, that you have a little power and did keep my word and did not deny my name. This is one thing that separates people of Yahweh today from a large majority of the world. We have not denied Yahweh's name, and we have kept his commandments. Behold, I give up the synagogue of Satan of them that say that they are Jews, and they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you did keep the word of my patience. I will also keep you from the hour of trial, that hour which is to come upon the whole earth, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Talking about the terrible tribulation. It says here that Yahweh will keep us from this hour of trial. Although some of us will be called upon to bring glory to Yahweh's name by being a martyr, Now his chosen people will have protection during this great tribulation that is to try the whole world. And if we live long enough, we will see this. Psalm 91. And of those that are living, managed to live through the tribulation, this Psalm 91 is about Yahweh's protection to his chosen people. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. For you, O Yahweh, are my refuge. You have made the Most High your habitation. There shall no evil happen to you, neither shall no plague come near your tent. For he will give charge, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. I know a lot of people just read right over this sentence right here, and just goes in one end and out the other, but when one of Yahweh's people reads this, they automatically know what it's talking about. I will set him on high because he has known my name. We do not deny Yahweh's name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. The long life I will satisfy him. Show him my salvation. Yahweh's people will be protected during these terrible times. Yahweh does not lie. However, some of us will be called before kings and governors. We will be persecuted and imprisoned. We will be hated by all because of Yahweh's name's sake. Those of us who are called to be martyrs will do so for the glory of Yahweh. His Holy Spirit will put the words into our mouth. Words that no one can refute. For this reason, it is important that we know exactly what and why we believe the way we do. If we cannot recognize how different we are supposed to be, we won't be different very long when trouble comes. No one will die for a difference that they are not fully convinced of. If we know how we differ, and if we know how we are, that we are Yahweh's called out, chosen, spiritually dedicated people of the true, one true Elohim, we will be able to stand in that day and proclaim the name of Yahweh, even unto death. May Yahweh bless each and every one of you, and Brother Al will close with a word of prayer.
It's all right. Yahweh, we come before you and we do thank you for the message. Yahweh's people, holy people. We're striving, Father, to be a holy people to you. Set aside our mundane tasks and gather together during the Feast of Tabernacles. We set aside our mundane tasks to gather every day or every seventh day of the week during Shabbat. We set aside our tasks and our mundane life to gather together for the Pentecost and the Passover and unleavened bread. We strive to keep your covenant law. We strive to be pleasing to you. We know that we fail. We know that you're righteous. We know that you're holy. We know that you never condemn us or forsake us. And we know that you see us through the shed blood of Yeshua, which makes us able to come to you irreproachable and holy and blameless. We take his righteousness and we put it upon us. We trust in his salvation, which he has performed and ordained for us. We're trusting in your word and in your promises, standing upon your promises and asking you, Father, to fill us with a greater portion of your Spirit so we can manifest the fruits of the Spirit, the nine fruits and the gifts of the Spirit as you see fit. We need to be able to lay hands on people and for them to receive a healing, Father, but it's only as you see fit. It's only as the Spirit gives us the gift. So we give you thanks and praise, Father, for your bountiful blessings that we've experienced this feast. We thank you for the sweet essence of Yahweh that we've sensed, that we've experienced, the peace that passes all understanding, the joy and the love is certainly here. We feel it, we sense it, we see it. We thank you for your loving kindnesses and mercies, and we thank you for the words that we've heard today, for the words that we've heard throughout this past week. And we pray, Father, for the messages that are yet to come, that they would instruct us to be a holy people to you, consecrated, set apart, and made holy. In Yeshua's name we pray, hallelujah and amen.
Hallelujah.